Well, school resource officers, or SROs, the armed police in about 20% of the country's schools, are responding to President Trump's claims that they are merely armed guards who don't know or love children, and teachers should be armed instead. The president also called Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson a coward. Peterson resigned as SRO at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School after reports that he didn't run into the school during the recent shooting. Yesterday, his lawyer said Peterson thought the shooting was outside the school, and he followed protocol. Well, Don Bridges, president of the National Association of School Resource Officers, represents about 5,000 SROs across the country. Don, you say there's a big difference between an armed posted guard and an SRO?
Yes, there's a tremendous difference. First and foremost, school resource officers are trained law enforcement officers. We employ what we call the triad method, meaning that police officers who become SROs are going to be in the school playing three very important roles. Role number one is law-related educator, getting into the classroom. And I think another role within the education portion of what we do is we do a tremendous amount of staff development training. Most of the staff development training that SROs do is going to be working with our partners in education, teaching educators how to go about preparing their schools for the unthinkable.
Well, you say the unthinkable, but it's also the very rare. It sounds like what you're saying is what a lot of SROs we're hearing from are saying. Chris Bryan at Hoover High in Alabama has spoken out. He says he doesn't stand at the door, like apparently some people think a guard does. He says he roams the hall. He counsels kids who are in-house suspension. He travels with the school's teams. He monitors the security cameras. He looks for drug infractions. He works closely, you know, with the school. He would take a bullet for his kids, he said. But I'm wondering, do SROs also work with, let's say, school social workers and therapists? In the case of the Florida shooting, the shooter was well known as a problem child. He was not allowed to bring a backpack. An email was sent out to teachers saying to keep an eye on him. Would that kind of information be also given to an SRO?
Absolutely. If there is a student that is in crisis, the SRO works in conjunction with the social worker. We are all in this thing together. Whenever there's a threat that a child might make within a school, even if it's a threat that's on social media, the SRO is going to be very important in terms of determining the credibility of the threat.
Well, look, this is what a lot of people want to hear. They want this to be happening in their schools. But on the other hand, we're going to be hearing elsewhere in the program about a researcher who's studied shootings that have been thwarted. And he says that, in fact, what's needed in schools is a sense of compassion, a sense of openness, a sense that, kids can come to people like therapists. What's not needed is more armament, more punitive symbols like police officers, because that shuts down what's needed to prevent these shootings, which is kids feeling that they can go tell on other kids. Your response to that?
The role of the school resource officer is not punitive. School resource officers are not a part of discipline within a school. The SRO's role within a school is not to take over the school, but his or her job is to support. We are a support staff. We are that extra set of eyes, that extra set of ears, that caring and compassionate adult that is assigned to the school.
Well, it sounds as if what Chris Bryant, again, at Hoover High in Alabama is saying is he loves his students. The president said that teachers love them more and suggested arming teachers. Now, your organization, NASRO, National Association of School Resource Officers, issued a statement. You're very much against arming teachers, first and foremost, because responding law enforcement could mistake a teacher for a shooter and kill them, that your SROs have constant retraining of use with a gun, which is necessary. They constantly have the gun on their person and it's secured. But you also say that a teacher won't be able to do what an SRO can do if they're trained for that, which is kill a student.
We must remember that the SRO is a police officer first. We have taken that oath to serve and protect. Although we can have a relationship with everyone within the school community, none of that stops us from doing our job. In fact, it makes us want to do our jobs even more. There is nothing in the world that is more sacred then when a parent drops that child off. I know that we are going through some very, very rough times now, and my thoughts and my prayers go out to the families in Florida. But even with that, schools in this country are still the safest places that we send our kids.
And I hear that you have had a surge in requests for training post the shooting last week in Parkland.
Absolutely. The National Association of School Resource Officers has the best training model in the nation. One of the blocks that I'm most proud of deals with adolescent child development. We have to understand that adolescent brain is not fully formed until the mid-20s. So it isn't to excuse the behavior of children. It is to have a greater understanding.
That's Don Bridges, president of the National Association of School Resource Officers. Don, thank you.
Thank you so much.